The European Union is Israel's largest trading partner, but that trade is governed by an association agreement that requires both sides to abide by human rights. Spain's foreign minister said the European Union would lose all credibility if it continues to stand by while Israel commits human rights violations.
In Gaza, there is repeated violation of the ceasefire, violence continue to be there. In the West Bank, the situation is much worse. Illegal settlements continue spreading. There is violence from the settlers to the Palestinians. There are horrible laws like the one concerning death penalty that was approved by the Knesset. And in Lebanon, we see an invasion war in violation of international law with undiscriminated bombing. European Union has to say today very clearly to Israel that a change is needed. That's not the right path.
But following the closed-door meeting of the foreign ministers, the EU foreign minister, Kaya Kallas, said there wasn't enough support for a full or partial suspension of the agreement with Israel.
Some member states today proposed a full or partial suspension of the EU association agreement, as well as for restrictions on trade coming from settlement. And others were expressing their opposition to such proposals. Given that the suspension of the association agreement needs anonymity, there was no support for this needed in the room.
There's another option. Suspending certain trade ties rather than the entire association agreement would need only what's called a qualified majority. That amounts to support from countries representing at least 65% of the total EU population. Practically speaking, that means either Italy or Germany would have to get on board. Neither one is willing, at least not now. The German foreign minister said that Israel needs to be talked to about critical issues.
Also, so etwas halten wir für unangebracht.
But he said measures such as sanctions are inappropriate. Despite the defeat for now, Ireland's foreign minister said the sentiment in Europe is shifting.
I think it's very clear that there has been a shift. I think we've heard from EU leaders in recent weeks a very clear dissatisfaction and annoyance at the actions that Israel have taken. You'll see from other colleagues outside of Ireland, Slovenia and Spain, proposals by other member states as to how we can respond, particularly in the West Bank.
France and Sweden have proposed a plan to curtail trade with Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank, a proposal that may gain more traction. There's outside pressure, too. In January, left-wing members of the European Parliament and outside groups launched a petition calling on the European Union foreign ministers to suspend the agreement with Israel. Portuguese representative Catarina Martins joined other organizers last week to announce they had collected 1 million signatures in just 3 months and are now seeking to collect another 500,000.
1 million signatures in 3 months is a monumental task. This is not something from a few activists. This is a mass movement because we are not bystanders. We are primary commercial partners of Israel. So we must understand that we are funding the genocide and we are funding the war. And what citizens all over Europe are saying, this must stop. And the European Union must use its leverage to stop the Israeli government.
The issue is expected to return to the agenda of the European Union Foreign Ministers meeting next month. For KPFA News, I'm Eileen Alfandari.